Would someone's career aspirations make you not want to date them? Well, I'll tell you what it's like to date in Delaware. Dating Dallas.
Yes.
Dallas.
Hey, good morning.
Our friend of the show. Good morning. Now, we'd like to talk to you because, Petch married. He's been out of the game for 12 years.
Yep.
I'm single and I'm not in the game.
And then there's Hype. He's got no game.
I just know all the rules. I just sit there and watch.
So, Dallas, it's fun to talk to you. You're on multiple dating sites, and you go out on different dates, and they always seem to be kind of, not all the time, nightmarish situations, but what it's really like to be on Tinder. So, asking you, we talked to you before, the date didn't go well, she was 30 minutes late, she was drunk, she just put her son in rehab, so there was a lot. So, no second date from her, I'm assuming.
Correct. No second date.
All right. Small so man. This Friday, well, last Friday, actually, the Friday just passed, you went on a new Tinder date, first date.
Yeah. Went out with a young lady, and we both were early. So there's a nice change of pace.
Early and sober?
Yes. Early and sober.
Okay.
Nice. Drove there. So that's good. Yeah.
So what happened? You were no, there's not going to be a second date for this.
You know, she shows up. It's always nice when people are like what their pictures look like.
Mm-hmm.
And she even said the same thing to me. She's like, oh, wow, you are tall. And I guess, you know, men tend to lie about how tall they are, but I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, being 6'5", I just own it. So we go and we meet at a place at the beach and had some, you know, it was a nice conversation. It was a little heavy, just very cerebral, lots of thinking stuff. And, that was about it, you know. I mean, it was we winged it. We met up, started chatting, I think, on Thursday. And then I was like, hey, what's your weekend look like? And
What's the turnaround time from when you swipe right on Tinder, from initial contact, initial reach out on the app to actually meeting in person? What's your general turnaround time?
That afternoon.
So, I mean, you know, Tinder and Bumble work basically the same way, where, you know, you're swiping on people after you look at their pictures and read whatever little bit they want to disclose.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was like almost, I'd say, 10 days. This one was like 2 days. So, and that's all I have to go for so far. But it can take a little while just as you get to know somebody. But in this case, since the weekend was coming up, I was like, well, let's put this ball into play and let's see how it goes.
Because sometimes it's too long of a text messaging or I'm back and forth, where you're like, all right,
yeah,
there should be some initiation.
Yeah, exactly. Well, first of all, like, as a dude, you need to step up and like be a guy and like ask the girl out. And then that's what you see on
why can't you do it right away,
profiles.
Then?
Do you say, hey, do you want to hang out? Or do you go, I would like to take you out? What's your phrasing? Because a lot, there's this like hangout thing. Let's hang out. I'd like to hang out with you.
What do you got?
Yeah, it's funny. This whole week, what do you got going on? That way they can't say, oh, I'm busy. I'm
What's your schedule?
Yeah, that's small. Yeah. Tell me a day that works for you. And they're like, damn.
Yeah. That's kind of small. I like
Google
that.
Google calendar look like.
Yeah, what's better for you, the week or the weekend? Give her options.
Give me some options to work with. What's weird is people like to like hang out before you actually go out on a date, I guess. So it's like, you want to hang out to see if you actually are compatible to like go spend like real money on her, I guess. I don't know. To me, I always tell people flat out, I'm like, hey, you know, you want to go grab a drink? If they say yes, then I just follow it up. I'm like, okay, two things real quick. I pay. That's how I was raised. And then two, the evening ends on a handshake or a hug. And I was like, it seems to take all the pressure away and people can just go and,
so you need to go Dutch, my man. Hold on.
There's not that weird, like, God, do I reach for the check? Do I, you know, are we splitting this? And that there's no pressure. You said on the end of the night, like, how is this going to end? That you're right. It does take all that pressure away. So is there going to be a second date with this Friday night chick?
I don't think so.
What's the reasoning for that? It sounded like it went well. I mean, the conversation.
He had no
heavy
connection with her.
Yeah, there you go.
It was like hanging out with just like a friend. They had a deep conversation, and there was just no spark there.
You got it.
Bam! See? Bam! I know this stuff. I'm a pro at this.
We know.
Yeah, a pro at first dates. Congratulations. No follow-up. All right, well, Dallas, are you continuing your Tinder Bumble hunt?
Yep.
All right, good luck. Best of luck. That's Dating Dallas on Eagle 97.7.